أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا
نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وذكر فإن الذكر تنفع المؤمنين، وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون، ما أريد منهم من رزق وما أريد أن يطعمون، إن الله هو الرزاق ذو القوة المتين. صدق الله العظيم وصدق المولانا الكريم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون حواه تبا لما جئت به، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We begin by praising Allah SWT and sending durood and salam to our guide and mentor, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The verse that I recited, Allah SWT mentions, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَةً فَهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, that remind each other, because this reminder is beneficial for the believers. So this is a muzakara. So what is the reminder? Allah SWT mentions, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, I have created insan and jinnat solely for my worship. So our primary objective on this earth is to worship Allah SWT. Allah SWT in no uncertain terms, no ambiguity, Allah SWT has clearly outlined what is the object and purpose of insan's creation. We don't have to look for a purpose in our life. If you study philosophy, you will see that other people, they don't believe in Allah, don't believe in Islam. Sometimes they spend half their life wanting to know what's the purpose of their creation. Allah SWT has left us in no doubt that our object, our purpose of coming to this world is to worship Him. And we are on a journey. This is not our final abode. It's a passing phase. Insan will pass two phases. The first phase that we passed was Alim Arwah. We don't know about it. We can't recall it. But there was a time that we were there. Why? Because Allah SWT mentions it in the Quran. It's mentioned, it's called Ahde Alist, the pledge of Alist, where Allah SWT gathered all the souls. And Allah SWT posed a question. And He asked, Alastu bi Rabbikum? Am I not your Rabb? Am I not your everything? Your Rabb? Murabbi haqiqi is Allah. Allah is our everything. It's not only our nurture. Allah is our protector. Allah is Hafiz. Allah is Malik. Allah is our owner. Allah is our Khaliq. Allah is our creator. We are makhluk. We are the created beings of Allah SWT. Allah is our Malik. He is our owner. We mamluk. We are the subordinates of Allah SWT. Allah is our Razik. Allah is our sustainer. We are marzuk. We are being sustained by Allah SWT. We are doing nothing from our world. Everything we have, what we have, what we possess, is a ni'mat and a gift from Allah SWT. It is an amanat that will be questioned on the day of Qiyamah. How we looked after that amanah. So Allah SWT has made it quite clear to us that your final destination, that Ahde Alist took place, then Allah SWT sent us into this world. So once we came into this world, Alam al-Dunya, nobody is certain of how long they're going to stay here. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa said that أَعْمَارُ هَذِي الْأُمَّةِ بَيْنَ السِّتِينُ وَسَبْعِينَ قَلِيلُ مَا تَجَاوَزَ مِنْ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ سَلَاتُ وَسَلَامُ. That the lifespan of my ummah, this ummah, is between 60 and 70 years. قَلِيلُ مَا تَجَاوَزَ مِنْ. Very few will exceed that time. So in today's world we see young are going before the old. That decree is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody dies because of a sickness. Nobody dies because of any cause in the world. They die because of the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The circumstances to death is different. A person who has all the amenities of life, is in a hospital, 5-star, private, with all the best physicians near him. When it's time to pass away, how he passes away? By the command that the ruh must leave the soul. The soul must leave this body. And he passes away. You take another person, circumstances are different. He doesn't have all the amenities of the world. He doesn't have a private hospital. He's lying in his house. He has his wife with him, his child with him. He can't afford a doctor. He's also terminally ill. But when it's time to die, he dies in the same way. The command of Allah, that soul must leave the body. And it leaves and he also passes away. This is what we call maut. This is termed death. When the soul leaves this temporary body of ours. So we are on a journey. And in this time, we have to utilize this life that Allah SWT has given us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in a hadith something to this effect. الدنيا خلقت لكم وأنتم خلقتم للآخرة. أو كما قال. This world has been created for your service. To serve us. The sun rises in the morning, sets in the afternoon, the moon comes out, the animal kingdom, the solar system. Why is all this happening? It's in service of insan. And what is insan supposed to be doing? We're supposed to be fulfilling our object that I've created you for my worship. I've put all the systems in place. You need now to fulfill your part. Play your part. Your part is to worship me. Obey me. So sometimes we don't know how to worship. We understand Salah. We're just coming out of the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, there was a sneak preview that what this human being, what this Muslim community is capable of. Our masajid were full. Our odd nights were full. Our women folk were performing Taraweeh. They were making tilawat of Quran. That was a sneak preview. That this insan is capable of mujahada for the to worship Allah SWT. Allah SWT says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Those people that will make mujahada and make an effort and strive in my way, I will open up many pathways for them to reach me. Our object is to find Allah. If we found Allah in this short span of our life, we are successful. And if we haven't found Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then our entire life has been a waste. And the year after will be even more difficult. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't leave us alone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us His most beloved, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of Allah's creature. We are enjoying so many ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you wish to count my favors upon you, you won't be able to count it. Allah made us believers. Allah has made us believers. Allah could have made us believers in the nation of Nuh alayhi salam. Allah could have made us believers in the prophethood of Shu'aib alayhi salam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us believers in the His most beloved nation. That is Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't left us in the dark. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Indeed, in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a beautiful example. Why beautiful? Because every person from every time and every background can follow the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rich, poor, educated, not educated, male, female, all conditions we can follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's how beautiful the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. So we've understood our objective. My object is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we sometimes are unable to discern how to turn our own activities into an ibadah. We know salah is salah. We fasted. We're going towards the best days of the year. Ayyamul Hajj. So we know those are our fundamentals of Islam. But my day-to-day activities, my walking, my talking, my eating, my waking, my sleeping, my interacting with people, how do I make this an ibadah? So that my 24 hours of my life becomes a worship. It's not wasted. Because my every second is valuable. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Indeed, in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a beautiful example. But it's not a beautiful example for everybody. Allah makes a distinction. لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهِ. It will be an example of Allah and a desire the year after. For them, the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be the main objective. How I can fulfill the sunnah. Each sunnah will become priceless, valuable, more valuable than anything of this dunya. So, we have understood what is our objective. Shaitan, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expelled him from Jannah, he made a plea to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَ رَبِّ فَأَنْذِرْنِي إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُ. قَالَ رَبِّ فَأَنْذِرْنِي. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give me some time. إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُ. Till the day everybody is resurrected. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him that time, he became more proud. He said, now Allah, قَالَ رَبِّ بِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأُزَيِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. Oh my Allah, because I have been led astray, I will make all out effort. And I will beautify this world for them. I will make this dunya so beautiful that they will forget the year after. And this insan, this human being will think that my existence on this earth is to fulfill all these necessities of mine. And shaitan will take it from a level of necessity to objective. And he will shift our purpose and goal of our life. So we can't fight shaitan on our own. He's got institutional intelligence from long before. Our protection lies in the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every human being has five needs and necessities. The first one is food and drink. Food. We need to eat to survive. So how this can become in the way shown to us by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And how much we can say today, because we haven't understood what is our objective and purpose, a lot of our energies go into fulfilling our needs and necessities. So you take the person, the food has become the object. Extreme, you know, planning, attention to detail for our meals. If I don't have this, I can't eat this. If I don't have that, I can't do that. I must have this and I can have that. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ma mala'a adamiyun bi'an shar min batni," aw kama qal, that there is no vessel worse to fill than the stomach of insan. Unfortunately today, some of it has become our objective. We're not only eating breakfast, lunch and supper. We're coming out from Ramadan. So we're supposed to follow this too. What was the object of Ramadan? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you fast, so that you will get taqwa. Ulama explain a simple definition of taqwa. Not to commit sin. A simple definition, not to commit sin. So now we need to see, we're barely 2 weeks out of the month of Ramadan. Have I fallen back into my old habits? I was very diligent and punctual in the month of Ramadan. So am I slipping and sliding? So the first necessity of life is that food. Let's not put it as an objective. We work so hard so that we can eat. We fulfill our desires. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala used to say, what was the home of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Al-hilal, thumma al-hilal, thumma al-hilal. 3 moons used to pass and no food used to be prepared in the house of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my respected brothers and elders, let's keep it to let's keep it to a necessity. Let's not overindulge. Let's not overeat. I'm not saying undereat. Eat what is sufficient. Don't overeat. Don't waste. Don't be extravagant. Don't be wasteful. Then it will come into and follow the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We don't have the detail, time to go into the details of it. But our eating and all the du'as that go with it, the sunnah of it, how to eat, when to eat. Eat when we're hungry. Don't eat because we have to eat. Now we go to a wedding and we find the guy's plate is full. He's busy filling his plate, he's watching what's in the next guy's plate. Why don't we didn't eat so much? Then the samosas are going, what's for starters, what's for this, is there prawns, is there this? He wants to know the whole line, but he says, homie, don't eat nothing of this. Now at a wedding, he wants everything. Like he never saw food in his life. And then he eats little, and he leaves it, put the serviette over it, and then he finds another seat to sit on. So he doesn't get embarrassed. Eat what's for us. What's meant for you will never miss you. Even if you go late to the wedding, what Allah has meant for you, that caterer will still bring it to your table, inshallah. But then you need that yakin. Otherwise you'll be chasing the food at the wedding. Where's the best seat? Where I can get the best service? The second necessity is that of clothing. Again here, our object is the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we move away, then shaitan has beautified this aspect of us, made it a goal. We have become extremely brain conscious. If I'm here, now I need to upgrade to this here. Then I need this here. I have to wear this kind of a shoe with that kind of a top. You know, in the old days, we used to laugh at the woman. You know, they had a dress, then they had a handbag, and they had a shoe. Everything matching. So their cupboards were always full. Today the men are like that also. There's no space in the cupboard. They got sneakers. Don't ask the price of the sneakers. And they boast about it. My sneaker cost so much thousand. Why? Because I from America. Or from here. I went and I bid it online. Now it's a collector's item. And we're proud about it. That I spend so much money on a shoe that I wear once in a while. The guys don't even come visit me because I don't want to come home to see how my house looks. Shaitani mizaj. That's a temperament of shaitan. He's completely, you know, beguiled us, deceived us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Aisha, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala immensely. Close to the death of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Oh Aisha, keep these 3 advices in mind if you want to be with me in the year after." He said, "Do not consider clothing old until you do not patch them." Means use it till it comes to a point that it's patched. Today we don't even close to patching. The cupboards are just overflowing. If you haven't touched, so what's the solution? My respected brothers and sisters, go make a decision. You know, if I haven't won something in 6 months to 1 year, give it away. Today, what's happening is attachment to dunya. So you find on the WhatsApp, pre-loved. They don't want to give it away. Pre-loved clothing. I loved it, but now I want to sell it. So even for free, they don't want to give it. They don't want to even get that sawab. So much hubud dunya, so much attachment to this world. Instead of giving it away, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if a person gives a person a garment of clothing, as long as it's on the person's body, he will get sawab for it. Continuous, it's writing. He's wearing the clothing, she's wearing the clothing, you're getting sawab. Then the angel, he just said, you know, right away, sawab, sawab, hasana, hasana, hasana. We say, no, no, leave it there, I might wait. 6 months passed, then a year passed, then we complain the maid stole it. What happened to it? I can't find it. So let's not hold on to it, give it away. Give it away. He said, oh Aisha, do not consider clothing old until you have not patched it. The second advice, he said, refrain or stay away from the company of the wealthy. Why? Because your attachment for love of dunya will come more and you will make nashukr to the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why, when you see a person wear so much, they say, ah, what I got by me, man. If only I had like this car. I went to visit him, only if I had furniture like his. Only if I had like him. So what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's advice was? That in terms of deen, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's hadith, when it comes to aspects of deen, always look at the people above us. That person who's performing tahajjud, I'm performing 5 times salah, how that person is performing tahajjud, he's performing ishraq, he's doing so much extra. So we should have, that person should be, we should look at those people. And when it's in terms of our dunya, then we should look at the people below us. I have a car, he doesn't even have a car. I have a home, he doesn't even have a home. Then we will make shukr for the ni'mat that Allah has given us. But what shaitan has done, he's turned it about. So when it comes to deen, what do you say? I'm making Jummah. He don't even come for Jummah. I only see him on Eid day. So I get happy. So this is all the shaitani mizaj. And the last advice Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Said, oh Aisha, be like in this world like a traveler, like a musafir. How much you need, make an effort on that only. Don't go on so hampering, harkening over the world. Only what you need. Your actual destination is the year after. Our destination, when Allah SWT mentions in the Quran, when the dar al-akhirat layyal hayawan. In actual fact, the life of the year after is our true abode. That's where we're off to. That's where we're going. Once, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala came into the house of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa upper garment was off and he was lying down. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala looked around, surveyed the house of the room of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it was very scant, sparse, hardly any furniture, empty. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala to Nabi of Allah, make dua, make dua. The Romans and Persians, they disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are in so much luxury. Make a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us a little, you know, wus'at. He just increases a little for us. As soon as he said this, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sat up. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was lying down. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sat up. And he looked at Hazrat Umar and he reprimanded, Awa fi shakking anta ya ibn al-Khattab. He said, Umar, O son of Khattab, are you still in doubt about this matter? Are you still in doubt about this matter? Ama tarda, are you not happy? Ayyakuna lahumu dunya wa lana al-akhirah. Are you not happy that this dunya will be for them and the year after is for us? My respected brothers and elders, this world is not for us. This is their jannah. A dunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir. O kama qal. That this dunya is their jannah. So they will have the most beautiful homes. They will have the most luxurious vehicles. They will go on the most beautiful holidays. And they'll have all those things. It's not our job to ape and follow them. If we do that, then we are endangering our this life and the year after. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has made it quite clear. The Sahaba, they kept it on a level of simplicity and they fulfilled it just on the basics. They didn't overindulge in anything. The third necessity of insan is that of shelter. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a time before Qiyamah will come, where people will yatatawaluna fil bunyan. They will start to compete and boast with each other in high buildings. And today we see this. Whose house is better? More, higher, this. Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went out into Medina and the Sahaba were walking with him. And he came past a place. Fara'a qubbatun mushrifatun. He saw a house with a high domed building. High dome on it. A house with a... They were busy putting up a dome structure on the top. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Liman hadha? For who is this? Ma hadha? What is this here? Ma hadha? So one of the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hadha li fulanin rajulun min an-Nasar. This is belong to so and so person from the Ansar. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't say anything, but he walked away. And he came to the masjid. Sometime later, this Sahabi, whose home that was, came in. And he greeted the people, فَسَلَّمَ عَلَيْهَا النَّاسُ وَسَلَّمَ. And he made salam to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهُ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned away from him. This was devastating to the Sahaba. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned away from him. So he went again. فَسَلَّمَ عَلَيْهِ. He made salam a second time to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهُ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refused to give him salam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refused to look at him. But the Sahaba, they loved each other. They never wait for the downfall of each other. So when he was despondent and he looked to his companions, one person came, he said, you know, my brother, it's possible you were walking in this gully. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked about this. Whose is this here? And we said, it's yours. What was the instinct of the Sahabi? He didn't ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is jaiz or what is not jaiz? Send a fatwa to the mufti and say, is this permissible? If we don't get it written here, then we find another mufti in Cape Town. No. He returned home. فَهَدَمَهَا حَتَّى سَوَّاهَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. He reduced the entire building to the ground. حَتَّى سَوَّاهَا فِي. He leveled it. And he didn't come back and report to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I leveled it. No. After some time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again was walking in the gullies of Medina. And he said, مَا فَعَلَتِ الْكُبَّهِ. What happened? There was a building here. Then the Sahaba told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is what happened. We explained to him, and this is what he done. And on that occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كُلُّ بِنَعِنْ وَبَالٌ عَلَى سَاهِبِهِ إِلَّا مَا لَا إِلَّا مَا لَا. Every building will be a form of distress and anxiety upon its owner, except that which is necessary. So my respected brothers and elders, we are exerting ourselves, unnecessary renovations, unnecessary buildings. The Sahaba had a focus. They wanted to be with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They wanted the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِ. So then that's only one way. We have to follow this. Their example. What is necessary? Yes. Unnecessary renovation after 5 years, change the whole kitchen, then change the front wall, then retile this here. The ceiling must measure toilet, the tub must measure this thing, the tile must measure door handle. Now we just get wallpaper, everything matching. That's not for us, that's for the disbelievers. All the energies must go there. We talk about Gaza. Our hearts pine about Gaza. But it means a mindset, you know, mindset shift. The change has to come here. From all of us. Then when we lift our hands and make dua, then that dua will be powerful. Then when we turn to Allah, Allah will answer our duas. So it's a whole shift, a paradigm shift that we have in our lives. We have to make a decision that where I'm heading to. Am I staying here in this world or am I heading to the year after? The fourth necessity is that of nikah. Actually, on this topic, what can we say? Sharia's, Islam's way is that nikah must be quick, simple, inexpensive, according to the sunnah. Today, what our nikahs have become? Long, drawn-out affairs, expensive, boastful, and customary. All those old habits that we came from India, they're still lingering on. So we have a nikah, and the nikah runs for like 7-8 days. And the cost we incur, unimaginable. Allah is looking at us. Allah is going to test us. Allah is going to question us. Allah is going to ask us, I gave you this money and this wealth. It was an amanat. How you used it? You thought it was yours? You thought you earned it? Your smartness, your acumen, your businessness? No, it was my favor upon you. You own nothing. You have nothing. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah has purchased from the believers their lives and their wealth. In exchange of what? Not dunya, my brothers. In exchange of Jannah. In exchange of Jannah. If you want Jannah, if you want the year after, if you want the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it lies in the following of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. We have, in this, you know, short time we can't, but it's just to make us understand where my energies are going. Am I spending it my necessities or my objective? Just to recap and we'll close up now. Our objective is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our five necessities, that is food, clothing, shelter, nikah and conveyance. Most of our energies are going there. We have to now turn it around and send it this side. If we do these five necessities, like how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed us, then we want my eating, my sleeping, my waking, my talking, my dressing, my going to work, my interacting with people, all this will be thawab and thawab. My 24 hours of the day will be in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we will come under that ayat, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah give us tawfiq. وَآخِرْ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.